core of the sun or what I'm seeing, but look like the planet.
Well, the sun is a planet, according to metaphysical teachings.
Mm-hmm.
And we now have two planets that are joined together. When that second planet started about the middle of 2003 came out there, you could see a differentiation. You could see two distinct things. We have pictures of them because we took them there, and a lot of people there in New York, they, I was telling them the last time that brothers invited me down there, and a lot of them took pictures about it. They're now beginning to conjoin. They're coming together. And these evil forces here are using these chemical sprays, these chemtrails, to cause cloud formations that are not natural. So it's kind of trying to hide the sun. Why? Because those Dracons down there that run them cannot take magnetism and cannot take light. They cannot take direct light. It's a, it causes them to lose form and takes, well, that's another whole story. But either way, you're seeing something that is there. Your eyes are not lying to you. But when you have both of those suns, that sun is helping a planet to raise its vibration and increase its own magnetic field. When that planetary magnetic field increases enough, nothing electrical will work. We're going to have days of darkness. We're going to have blackouts and brownouts because it's knocking out their satellites. You see, there are three energies that this planet can work on and any planet under a sun can work on. One is called Org. Org means organic, orgasm, organism, original. That's why people say I'm the original person. I can produce, I have a big orgasm. I can get into original organ energy. It is energy close to the universal prime creator's mind. It is high vibrating spiritual energy. The planet can operate on magnetism. Magnetism has two poles, north and south, a low frequency and a high frequency. One causes things to spread apart, one thing to bring things together. But it works on the spiritual pineal pituitary complex. It works on your pineal gland, which is your spiritual gland, and your pituitary gland, which is your physical controller. When the two work in harmony, your mind, your body, your spirit, and soul can work in harmony. That works on the magnetism. But right now, they're even sell you some, it's another thing we carry too. We carry 40 different kind of magnets. I forgot to get into that. Because that takes away, helps to diminish the pain, strengthen the myelin sheath around your nerve endings, helps you to heal faster. And in fact, a lot of the brothers, I'm kind of getting on a tangent here, but a lot of brothers now are getting these PSA tests, these, what do they call this thing, this prostate-specific antigen tests. Don't ever do that. Not even necessary. It can be checked out in 5 seconds just using kinesiology. But nevertheless, they're telling you it can't. But what happened is that that is your spiritual orchid gland that is going being caused to swell. And that's your little sun below the navel. That's your sun within a sun that you have in your body. And men have, women don't have it. They've never been told this. So by using gold and magnets, you can begin to use that energy in a more, I mean, sex is good and sex is wonderful, but sometimes you want to use that to stay alive and to strengthen your psychic ability and your spiritual ability to control your physical body. All of that is energy that takes time to create, and you have to channel it. So the last one is electricity, going back to these three energies that a planet under a sun can utilize. The last one is electricity. Electricity is your lowest vibration that you can use and still stay an atom or whatever you want to call it. And not only are they using that, they're using elf waves, extra low frequency. You can't get any worse than that, can't get any lower than that, and that's why everything down here is so daggone physical and they're trying to make you sub-physical and even die. But as our planet is going upward, you can begin to use finally organ energy. That's why they have organ energy generators. You can use magnetism. You can use every kind of spiritual channel you can. It's just up to what do you choose to be for food, for drink, and for your thought. You're a matter of choice, and you're the product of your choice.
Okay.
All right. I just want to comment on one more thing about the brother, about the vibrations. I've been experiencing that a lot. You know, I'm looking, thinking my phone was in my pocket. I'm vibrating. I'm like, man, you know, whole body just smells like I got a phone in my pocket, especially on my right side.
Well, if you really want to use that energy well, get you some, try doing these green things, these organic things, you know, Corella, spirulina, barley grass, wheat grass, dose, royal jelly, stuff like this. We have all that up on our, we have a whole daily energy kit. If you're traveling or so, don't have time to produce all the juices, you take that powder, put it in some good water or carrot juice or vegetable juice, and watch the vibrations. If necessary, you can even drop some gold into it. So it's a lot of things you can do now. But, of course, they're not going to tell you that because they want you to stay like an animal. And many of the brothers and sisters now are acting like animals because they're being influenced by these these towers that are up everywhere by all this bad food, and they're mind controlled. It's just literally that. You have to fight not to be mind controlled. You have to be wise enough to understand that the angelic side of you is stronger, but if not, they'll take you over in a minute and have you do everything low they can think of, because you won't be thinking, they'll be thinking for you.
All right, thank you. I'm definitely going to visit your website. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, brother. Peace.
All right. Peace.
No doubt.
Yeah, Dr. Blair, how harmful is fear to our melanin and to our whole body?
Fear is the lowest vibration you can have. That's why they want to instill fear on everything you do. Every time you, this is why when I started the program, and again, it's very interesting too. Beyonce's other name, of course, there is what? Sasha Fierce. Okay? Fear and fierce are the same kind of thing. It means that when you have fear, you can't connect with a higher consciousness. When you're fearful, you're afraid to do anything. You begin to even enclose yourself. You're afraid to make a move. You're afraid of this and that. That's a low vibration, fear. That's what the reptiles strike into you. They want you to fear them because there's an energy you give off that they can live on. It's a low vibrating energy. When you have strength and courage and consciousness and spirituality, you can feel as you say these things, you grow past all of that. I don't want to get into that. But
get into it, brother. Come
on. I had a fear. This is why I told you, when I stopped fearing death, you know, after they killed my wife and tried and poisoned me, it's just that the Creator kept me to do what I'm doing. That took away every fear. I wanted to die. I was so hurt, I wanted to die. And once I got past that, I was born again. Because then the thing I had feared the most, I asked for because I was so miserable here on earth. Once you're miserable on earth, and yet understand that you can be a God on earth, and that there is a Creator you can reach, the whole thing's changed. They couldn't kill me then. They tried five times since that time. It hasn't worked simply because I've lost fear, and I now have the consciousness of an angel because I believe there is a Creator, and I believe they are not the ones, and I don't want to follow them. Once you make that resolution, you will only eat certain things, do certain things, think certain things, and the fear factor leaves. If you notice, everything they do now is fear factor, bringing the worst of the physical fighters together, the worst of the mental fighters together, getting everything they do clashing because the planet is clashing with them, the planet wants to get rid of them, and to qualify to stay on the planet, you got to lose fear because you're so busy living each day and doing so much, fear doesn't have time to crowd your mind. You make them fearful because you're now a God-created creature awake, a spiritual soul on the move. You're dangerous.
In our existence down here, Dr. Blair, how important is it for us to find our significant other?
If you can find your significant other and she or he becomes more significant, you're blessed because it gives you a little bit of heaven while still on earth. We escape through sex with coming and with the love that comes in there and the spark that gives you life. But the same thing also, if it can be done on the mental plane, the spiritual plane, it gives you the courage to ascend. The kind of souls that come through, you know, the word conception means to conceive mentally. Finding someone that you can find that vibrates with you is one of the most wonderful things you can do on the planet Earth. But it takes you to a little bit of heaven, which our planet's going to become anyway. If and when, and I do believe in my soul that that's going to happen, our planet reaches the fifth dimension, you'll already be in heaven. We'll be in a constant state of bliss because we'll be in what they call now the seventh heaven. The fifth vibration of Earth is the seventh heaven of Earth. It's the higher realms. So you'll not have to die to be in heaven. You'll be in heaven on earth because the evil forces that have been causing fear and holding you down will be gone. You'll start to do the things that the impulse from the universal creator's mind tells you to do, rather than being influenced by these ads and ad men and bad food and bad water and all these evil negative things. Anybody can be evil and negative. It doesn't take much. But when you ascend in consciousness and still use your body as it's supposed to be used in all parts, not just one, you'd be surprised the bliss that can come. Yeah, you're blessed if you can find one.
Okay. Let's get to another caller. Caller from 347-595. Caller, are you there?
Hey, hi, AKA Vishibanu. Gilbert Blair, how you doing?
Okay, who am I speaking with?
Joel, you met me before over at Rich Stan. You was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Stan. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
It's important that with the frequency, I heard you talking about good water. I deal with the Kangen water. I don't know if you know about it. but I'm trying to get people to use the Kangen water, and I also make the frequency disc that I gave you one, and I tell them, yo, play this in front of your frequency, and it's going to raise your vibration. I was talking with Brother Rich about this, and I'm like, yo, why is it so hard to get it? Because even Rich at first was like, nah, I don't know. But he told me it's because of how the people been hurt so much that even when something come along, they think, oh, so simple, like water could raise my vibration. They just don't want to hear it because of the pain they struggle, I don't know, from what in their life. So could you touch on that and a little bit about the Kangen water, if you know about it?
Well, I know a lot about it. In fact, some of my members have the one that talks to you. You got the cake machine that talks. Okay, I say that. I don't use it myself, but some of the members bring it to me and all like that. Let me first of all speak what you want to. I think Kangen water is good. And, of course, you can get, you know, you can pay $3,000, you can pay $800, and it will talk to you, but it still does the same thing. But if you can, so that, I think the water is good. I like distilled water myself. And a lot of people are against distilled water because they don't understand what distilled water is. What's been proven, and they have tapes on that, Dr. Mona Harrison, Dr. Emoto, Dr. Mona Harrison, they killed her because she told the truth about water and made it plain. That was a brilliant woman, and they killed her for the things that she did. So you can influence water. This is what prayer can do. This is what meditation can do. The water can be made into crystallized that look ugly. They can be made to be beautiful crystals that reflect light. You can change the water with your mind. But you got to get rid of the poisons to start with, or else you got to work double hard. So when you put mercury and fluoride and chlorine and all this into it, you ain't got nothing to work with. So that's why I like distilled water, because it's an atomic neutral. If you take that, you can also put magnets, and you can magnetize that water. You can use what they call a Flanagan pyramid water, or put it on an argon energy generator or on a diode and change the shape of that water. And then you put your mind into it and tell your body to, when it goes into it, it's going to stimulate wherever the blood goes, because the blood is 96% water, and you can do what you want to with yourself. But as I say, that takes a little bit more thought, and most people don't have time for thought. I've been given a lot of time to do a lot of praying and meditating, and this is what I've been taught.
Okay, because I put crystals in mines. I put the crystal in the Kangen water, and I play the frequency in front of it. But what's the deal with, I know you just spoke about fear, but doubt, because I see it's on the same level. What is this with the doubt? Because I tell people, yo, you just doubt. I mean, you never even tried it. Like you said, they don't have time to do it. They don't want to put in the effort. So what is your take on that?
Well, people are being made to, they're being foreclosed. They're being threatened with swine flu. They're being threatened with bank accounts being liberated. The dollar is falling to the yen and pound sterling and everything else that these Dracons want. They don't even, you know, the price of gas is out of hand. They're now telling you have to have forced medical insurance to people who didn't have insurance before because they didn't have money. And that's really good in one sense, because it lets you turn away from allopath to naturopath and to homeopath and things like this. So everything now is a fear factor. You turn on the radio, you see fighting to the death, you see fighting and beating people in the head, you see. But then what happens? The person now contacts an angel, they get superpowers. Well, that superpower is in the fear, because what you fear is a power more than you, and you can become more, you become part of the power that's more than them. Once you get that solace, once you get time to think, then time will be shown to you. Things will change for you. The bad things will be brought because you're on a third-dimensional planet, but the good things will come with it. And once you lose sight that there's a higher power, then you turn away from the frequency down to the low power, and the low powers will destroy you. That's the difference between fear and ascension, between heaven and hell, between bliss and servitude.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call, brother. We're going to get to the next caller.
All right. One more thing. Mention that lady name again, please, that you said did the stuff with the water.
Mona Harrison. Mona Harrison.
Mona Harrison.
I got it, thanks, Joel. I got it.
Oh, okay, cool. Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, brother. Peace. Okay, let's just continue getting to the phone lines. We're going to go to 831 area code.
Good evening. Peace and greetings, family. Hello, everyone. This is Throne of Aset, and I'm calling out of California.
All right.
Yes. Thank you.
Hello, Dr. Blair. I wanted to ask you about the raising of the kundalini and the supposed, the actual transmutation of the DNA that's supposed to happen over the next 3 to however many years, whenever 2012 really actually occurs. How do we what should we expect when that happens, and do you actually know about that?
Well, I know a little bit about it. I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. But either way, to get past from that old Mills Brothers song, the idea that everything has a current and everything has a wave and everything has a rate of vibration is true. And it appears in the food, it appears in the air, it appears in the water, it appears in everything that we do. And in Kundalini vibrations and in yoga and in teaching of Hatha Yoga and Chi Force, it simply means that you start tuning up your body just like an instrument to receive higher vibrations. The vibrations are already out there, and they're already on every spectrum you can. But if we're tuned low, if we're synthetic and not acoustical, then you're going to get the vibrations that you asked for. So
I have a problem with like I just made some comments in the room here about all the people who listen to our shows that are not of our persuasion, shall we say, and I feel like they're like vampires looking at everything that we're doing and taking from us what's going on with us and our possible transmutation that's about to happen. Getting back to me, I have a problem with losing my temper about stuff like that, and that's going to keep me from ascending, right?
Losing your temper means that you're not channeling your chi. It means that you're taking the low vibration. You see, a temper is temporis, tempor, to change the frequency of, per se. You can go high, you can go low. Don't lose your temper. Get away from the source that is causing your temper to be inflamed. Get away from the thorns that are doing that. And if not, and if you can't fight that battle, then until you're ready to become a warrior, don't join them in the chat room. You see, the first fight starts from within you, getting rid of the beast, the devil that has you, getting rid of all the things you know that you could do better than. And you know it. Anytime you're silent, your body will tell you, this should be stopped, that should be stopped, you should do this. But it's hard at first. But once you start doing it, it becomes a battle that is joyful to win because you can feel the vibrations better. You feel better. You take all that energy that's being used in temper and use it to temper out the bad things within you, to cleanse your body, to cleanse your body and mind, body, spirit, and soul. And when you do that, there's a joy that comes, and there's an energy that comes around your field, and those kind of people are going to stay away from you. You can say one word in a sentence, said correctly, that will scare everybody to death, send them away, or draw them to you. It's the correct use of words and the correct use of thought. Those chat rooms, don't let them get to you. They're doing that. And why are they listening? Because they're trying to learn. You're right. But if they're learning, there's a part of them, if they have a soul, and most of them do, it's just in a low vibration, that will still be peaked and tweaked, as they call it, tweaking now and tweetering and twittering. Mm-hmm. So that's all I'm saying to you. You know what to do. Use that energy in a more constructive sense. And if you're already fighting a battle, you don't have time to get angry with somebody else because the battle's already been. The battle first starts with you, and then join the universal creator's mind and start speaking truth, saying truth. And if they don't hear it, then they're not supposed to hear it. Like you're not supposed to hear what they're saying because you already know where they're coming from. They don't know where you're going.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, I have a problem with my temper with family and friends and mate and everything. So I was just looking at how that stops you from being able to take on the new energy and to transmutate your DNA, right? So that's what I was talking about just in general. But you answered the question.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for sharing.
Bye.
All right, all right. We got 25 minutes left. Once again, calling number 646-727-2039. Please give them that website once again, Dr. Blair, just in case they want some products.
www.themetacenter.com. www.themetacenter.com. The landline, 708-422-6685. 708-422-6685. We have hundreds of products up there for mind, body, spirit, and soul. The monatomic gold, 15 different kinds. The magnets, 40 different kinds. The diodes, 15 different kinds. Brain boosters, sex. By the way, too, I should have gone there a long time ago. One of our magnetic products is a penis ring. And many of the brothers have bought it. We sell lots. In fact, that's becoming, outside of the cell phone dial, it's becoming one of our best products again. It works on the idea of magnetism, and let me explain how that works. Your red blood cells have iron in them. That's what they call iron poor blood or strong blood and so on and so on. It also has a bunch of other minerals too. I realize that. But the red blood cells, because they have iron in them, can be drawn to magnets. The red blood cells carry your oxygen. So wherever you place a magnet in, on, around your body, it's going to draw the red blood cells iron and therefore oxygen. So if you want to speed up healing, you put if you got a sprain, for instance, now you got a lot of ball games being played, baseball, basketball, football, ice hockey, everything else. They're getting sprains all over the place. What are they doing? They're taking a hot and cold towel and hot and cold aspirations. That is cold. That's horse and buggy in adverse to a UFO. You take a magnet, a strong Gauss magnet, wrap it around there. There'll be no swelling because the swelling comes from the white blood cells, the leukocytes and macrophages, trying to stop any germs and bacteria from that break or tear or sprain, okay? There won't be because the germ cannot live in a strong magnetic field. So now all you're going to do is getting blood drawn down there. The iron in the blood would be drawn to the magnet, and the healing starts immediately. If it takes 8 weeks, it'll take 4 weeks. If it takes 2 weeks, it'll take 1 week. You heal twice as fast because you're using magnetism. Drink magnetic water, sleep on a magnetic mattress pad, use a diode, and watch what happens, how the healing thing is almost miraculous what happens, because we're now getting in time. We're supposed to use higher consciousness for higher forms of treatment and not the old horse and buggy reptile things.
Okay. Red Pill, you still there?
Yeah, I'm definitely still here.
What you think about the show so far, Red Pill?
I'm going to have to go back and rewind it and play it piece by piece because it's more informative.
Make sure you send me a copy, too, because I've let a whole lot out tonight because I like Brother Rich and I like the response. And if they say the Creator wants everybody to wake up, and if I can be a vessel or two, I want to do it well.
No doubt, definitely. I wanted to ask you a question, though, because I've noticed that you said about slaying the beast within. And I just did a YouTube clip, and I put that inside of the clip. And it's very, ironic that you mentioned that. Can you go a little bit further? Because I know a lot of people, including our listening audience, as well as other people, are struggling with this enemy that they have within, you know what I'm saying? And for people to pay attention to, themselves and everybody around them, they can notice that this fight is starting to really take place. So do you have any more wisdom to add on to that?
Well, my wisdom comes from the universal prime creator, so the wisdom is endless and boundless. All I have to do is raise my vibes and be strong enough to get those higher magnetic currents, and you guys have given me enough strength and energy to do so, so let's hope it flows, okay? There was what they called the Merkaba, and in the Kabbalah, and so it shows again that the Mer means wave or movement or water, the Ka-Naba of the spirit and the soul. And the Allah is the highermost that reaches through and coordinates all of that. So the Makahaba gives you a vehicle of life, the Ka-Naba. This is what pyramids were used for originally, for transportation devices. And those who were in the Confederation had them everywhere that they went. This is what your consciousness does when you begin to raise it. And when you meditate before going to sleep at night and give orders instead of parking your car in a bad neighborhood, you take your car, lock the doors, and tell it exactly where it's supposed to go, lock it up, and leave. Okay. Any time that you can begin to work with the higher consciousness within you, you're killing off the beast. There is an animal brain within it, right down there in the lower portions of it, right beneath the orchid gland. There is an animal brain at the top of our spine, that is the top of the saphoid, the caduceus, the sleeve that must be slain, the pneumogastric idipingala nerves which wrap around the spine. It is a risen Christ, like Krista and Krishna and Buddha, the raised one and the high one and the knowing one and the black one. So when you raise that to get to that pineal gland blackness up there again, you now have the energies running the right way, and you're past the animal is subdued, you are now using it as you want to, using the superpower of the magnet, using the superpower of the beast to can be controlled. Not like the sister said, getting angry and losing a temper, you raise that temper to bring temporal energy to raise into the consciousness, and you can do more from the higher planes to the physical than you can from the physical to the higher planes. It's a matter of ascension, the ascension consciousness, the ascension time, and the ascension things that you can use to do it. Gold, chlorophyll, getting rid of the poisons, the heavy meats, the aspartame, all the stupidity that we've been told to use. Raise the things that will help you to raise your consciousness. The animal and beast are subdued. You now control the beast. Release it when you want to, in the way you want to. It doesn't control it. You control it. It doesn't control you. You control it.
No doubt.
Okay. Dr. Blair, what are some ways? A lot of people are with the way the economy is going, and you know, all the talk on the news about the collapse, and well, not the collapse, but the recession. What are some ways spiritually that people could generate money and be more self-sufficient?
Well, spiritually, you're always sufficient, but
mm-hmm.
they induce fear, and then they play the game unequal. All of these people that had these banks, and you know from Lehman Brothers, and well, I don't even want to go into all that. Everybody hears that every day in the news. They now broke the bank. They broke the bank by taking your money, which they don't print enough of anyway. There's more money in print. There's less money in print than in circulation. So there's no gold backing. There's nothing backing again. So the fear came when they took away the jobs. The fear came when they told you that plagues were coming, and swine flu and African flu and China flu and bird flu and every other daggone flu. Then they tell you again they're going to, you know, they bailed out everybody. Everybody will be filing bankruptcy anyway. They file bankruptcy, start all anew. They tell you don't go to loan modification, loan mediation. They didn't do it. They are supporting with paper money everything that paper money won't support. The thing comes from those who do the toil, those who have the skills, those who build the things, those who understand the things. They pay them not to build anymore, but to do things that are detrimental. The fear has come about, and the money stopped because they cut off the money flow. They want to introduce the Amero. They want to introduce one world currency. They want everybody to suffer. They want to get rid of, if you remember that report from Iron Mountain way back in, what was that, back in 78 or so, that stated at the conclusion that they had a study for the feasibility and possibility of peace. Imagine taking a year and a half to study, could there be peace? Their conclusion was, no, there cannot be peace on this planet, because you must control the economy, you must control the means of production, you must control the mines, and they stated that they could easily get rid of 3.5 million people here in the United States, 5.5 billion off the planet, calling them useless eaters and growing weeds. That's the end of that report. So anytime you have that functioning, you understand what you're up against. The whole point is, again, they're making things bad. If you think that things are good and you work toward those things that you need, not want, you'll get them. There'll always be a way that you'll get them. But once you start going through their methodology and try to satisfy them, as soon as you satisfy them, they cut it off because they never want you satisfied. It's a matter then of beginning to do, as the brothers are doing out there, sell what you can sell. Don't steal it. Sell it. Get it. Work with what you have. Everybody has a talent. And when you can do that talent, you create things that people will want. And if the money goes bad, barter and exchange gift for gifts. Because pretty soon you're going to be faced with having to do what skill to support another skill. All this would be wonderful if you didn't have something working against you that wants it all to fail. Every time you ascend, they try to bring you down. So you're going to have enough courage to understand that you all have talents. They're all things that people can do. If necessary, exchange those talents for not money, but for shelter. Exchange those talents for the things that are good. It's not going to be too much longer you have to hold out. You can hold out another year, which is going to be hell. But it's going to be possible. You'd be surprised how things will change. The very factions that are on top now will soon be subdued. The thing is, will the subduers be any more kinder or worse than they were? That depends on how much you understand your subduers. This planet is already being taken over. This country is being taken over. The banking system is being taken over. The Chinese already own you. The Chinese ports are there. But again, the Chinese also have as their god Buddha. Buddha was black. In Cambodia and Laos, he was black. They still understand where their spiritual qualities lie. It's the Draycons that control all of that. Once they're rid of, people can live together. There'll be no saying the fear, because we'll be exchanging the gifts of consciousness, not the gifts of physicality.
Mm-hmm. Do you recommend anybody leaving the country? Like, I know some brothers that say they'd rather just leave the country and go somewhere else. I mean, is that something that you would recommend?
Where else are they going to go? Go anywhere you think you're safe. And try to do it now. If you can get transportation, if you can get passports and stuff, if you can go wherever you think is good. The thing is, what's good for one may not be good for another. And all lands will be affected. All lands will come under. All lands in Sumer, and like they were over in Cambodia when they fought over Vietnam and Laos, they were supposed to be there trying to kill off the black gods and the black consciousness. We're over there now in Afghanistan. We're over there in, what is that, Iraq. That's old Sumer in Mesopotamia 1. We're coming back into consciousness. It's not too much longer with these Draycons rule. They have you fighting yourselves. And as long as you're fighting yourself, there's not enough money to go around. There's not enough spirituality to go around. There's not enough good food to go around. But there's plenty that the earth will still produce. The thing is getting in tune with your earth and getting rid of their consciousness. Stop being so fearful of them and do for self. Pay the bills that will put food in your mouth and keep your shelter. Forget paying them. They don't pay themselves. And they're going to soon devalue the money. Get things that you can use when the money is devalued. Do things that can get you into a community when the money is devalued. Run wherever you think you can run. But do so now.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've heard you talk about the inner world or the inner earth. Once we go to the fifth dimension, will we have access to these different parts of the earth, like the inner earth, that we can't access now?
Well, now that gets into it. I'm telling you, boy, I'm getting asked some questions tonight that are very vexing and yet very satisfying, because it means that people are now beginning to accept some realities that they say were surreal. They used to say those were fairy tales. I believe in the inner earth. I believe in the cities of gold, the seven cities. I believe in Chelonia. I believe in Ultima Thule. I believe in all of those things. I believe that there is a faction of creatures and people that have always watched the surface people. Some are good, some are bad. And I think we're being watched now. So that's another thing. If you can keep your vibes high, somebody that is good may be able to help you. But if you keep your vibes low, not even a spaceship can help you, because your vibrations are too low, they'd rip you apart. The things that we hear about are the things we would know to be a truth if you ascend. But the violation of those laws that let you become truthful will violate you from the very friends that could help you. You got to raise your vibes to qualify. You can't stay down in the gutter and go with the snails and the snakes and the evils and expect to be somebody to reach down to the muck and mire and the bull and help you out. You got to go where it is, and then hopefully they'll help you. That raises ascendancy of the mind, because you are what you eat, drink, and think.
Okay. Let's see. Let's go get back to the phone line. See, we only got 10 minutes left, so let's see if we could get one or two more callers in. Let's try this 347 area code. Let's see who this is. 595. Who's calling?
Yeah, me, the Shiva New again. Red Pill, what's up? I didn't know you was on, man. At the end of the show, please tell them where to get your shirts, because it's on fire. I don't want to just give out your numbers like that. Your shirts is good. Let them get that information at the end of the show. Rich, thank you for these 3 days, what you've been putting on. Delbert Blair, my question real quick. Speeding up the recorders, remember things. Could you please touch on that real quick? And one more thing, get good water and put some crystals in it that attract money. That also attract money. I'm just talking about what I know works for me. All right, thank you.
Brother Joel.
Yes.
I think you were breaking up when you asked the question. What was your first question you asked Delbert Blair?
Oh, with the recorder. When you put on the tape recorder, 7 times fast, so you can remember things that you need to remember. And the next one is what I was saying is get some of that Kangen water, no crystals that bring the energy of money, and put a magnet in. And could you also tell them which is the highest magnet that's on your website that they could get? Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Okay, well, we have all kind of gauss. The strongest gauss we have is 5,000 gauss iron. Which 5,000 gauss neodymium is one thing. 5,000 gauss iron, you can't get much higher than that. See, that's another thing. People get confused with the gauss, not understanding it. But if you get iron that weighs 5 and 6 pounds, and we do, and you get that 5,000 gauss, you got a powerful magnet. That'll do a lot. That can be a weapon, in fact, where you got something like that. But at any rate, we have that. It's the most powerful magnet we have. But we have a flex magnet. So you have back pain or you have foot pain or things like this, you can slide that into the... A lot of people have back problems. Again, you can put a belt on, a sauna belt, or you can get a magnetic belt, or you can get a wrap and slide a flex magnet into it. We have, 40 different kind of magnetic devices. You can sleep on them. We have a bed, a magnetic mattress for any size bed you have, standard or deluxe. We've got magnets that say that can fit around the penis, which will help to heal the penis and help the people with prostate trouble. We have magnets that can fit around any dislocation or break or sprain you have, all kind of magnets. So as I say again, it's the gauss of the magnet. And by the way, too, many people are getting some of these magnets. I won't mention the company, but they're not really that much cheaper than ours, because I think ours are very fairly priced. But you're getting mixed poles. When you mix a pole and a magnet, you're in deep trouble. So in other words, if all the North Poles, and you have to test each magnet in order to do that, if you have all your North Poles, a magnetic mattress, say, on one side, and all the South on the other, now you got something good. Most of the time you want to use the North. The South causes things to expand, which means if you got cancers and tumors, they might get bigger. So you have to watch what you're doing. But if you get one like ours, you can always use that side that is necessary, which is 99% of the time it's the North Pole, and it will speed up the healing. It will help your pineal gland. It will produce serotonin. It will help you to get rid of pain and things like this. And it will also speed up your vibrations of your blood, especially when mixed with gold. So as I say, we are working in synchronicity with the universal spirit. What we have up there, if used correctly, and if you ask us about it and buy from us, then we can tell you how to do it correctly. Other than that, you take your chances.
What about the question the brother had as far as the tape recorder? You used to deal with that.
That's giving out a lot of information. That's something I said I would never share because it was one of the ways I got through school so fast, but it still works. We're low in vibration, and your right brain might even have increased. It used to be able to go 7 times faster than what we use it. So therefore, when birds sing, people would compose these symphonies and stuff. They used to go out into the forest, and they speed up these tapes that they would make. And pretty soon, instead of the cacophony of the birds, beasts, and stuff out there, it was a symphony being played. But you couldn't hear it because they speak faster, 7 times faster than we do. So it used to be a way I taught people to remember things. It's still, you'd really need a workshop for that because it's kind of hard to explain. But once you can do it, you see the difference. It speeds up your whole learning capacity, and you just begin to get to that moving dynamic that we really are. We're really gods, as I say, we don't really realize our power.
Okay. Hmm. So you just, as far as like, say if I want to, you know, like the whole hypnosis, does that work with hypnosis as well?
Yeah, I stopped doing hypnosis, though. I was never a licensed hypnotist. I worked under a hypnotherapist, and once he left, I wasn't licensed to do so. It's just that it came very easy for me, and then, as I say, there's some things that happened with it made me kind of get away from it. It's an excellent tool, especially if you're in pain and you want to access it quickly, but it does have its pitfalls, too. There's only so much you're supposed to do without the person's consent, and I refuse to make any more karma down here. So it can be used for good, yeah.
Okay. Right. Thank you. All right. We got about 7 minutes left. Let's get to some more callers. Caller EDG, it says. Caller, are you there? Ida or EDG, are you there? Okay, I guess not. Caller from a 252 area code.
Yeah, I'm here.
Caller. Yeah, how you doing, brother? Do you have a question?
Yeah, I got a question. Peace to everybody. I was just wondering about the mirror. What's so wrong with, you know, having one world currency if everything is like backed by nothing anyway right now? And also about how to deal with the generations that are under, like the younger generations coming up, letting them come up in consciousness, and the older generation that are stuck in religion. What's the best way to deal with that when they're your family?
Oh, wow. Brother, you're really asking a bunch of powerful questions with 5 minutes left. Jeepers, man. You need to get a consultation. By the way, too, everybody that's listening there, if you can call me for a consultation, I'd give consultations. I don't time them, but usually it doesn't take over an hour. I give personal consultations at $50. I give phone consultation at $35. And when you start getting into details like that, but still as an overview, since I asked everybody else. The Amero is no different from the Euro. It's just a matter of what currency the one universal, one world order wants. Again, they don't respect any currency. None of it is backed by anything but printed material. But right now, it's $75 less. It's a dollar to a Euro, okay? So they will introduce the Amero. If they had uniformed anything, we'd all be good. Right now, the FIDC or the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's only, I think it's like, I forget, they gave me a figure, $75 billion or something that's being printed. Yeah, you got trillions that are old, which means it's all paper currency. It's all worth nothing anyway. And when people lose faith in it or lose faith in the government behind it, then the currency devalues. So it's just a matter of consciousness. Once they can take over the country, they'll introduce anything they want, and as long as they pay you with it or you can buy things with it, people will accept it. But the point is they don't want any balance. They want chaos so they can get out of order. Out of order, there becomes one. They want a universal one-world government, not for anything good, but to turn us over to Dracons. And if you really got into what Dracons can do and what that means, then you'd understand there's a big difference between somebody eating you up and somebody eating up your money.
Okay. Catch you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Thanks for the call, brother.
All right. Peace.
Peace. Okay. We got about 3 minutes left. Caller number 646-727-2039 on the phones with Dr. Delbert Blair. We're about to wrap it up soon. I'm with my co-host, Brother Red Pill. Red Pill, you have any last comments, you know, any last questions you want to ask Dr. Blair?
Nah, I mean, the only thing that the Spirit is telling me is to get my money all the way up and hit that website up because, you know, all of those products that Delba was naming, I can apply them. And I'm, you know, I'm more than willing and ready to go use those.
Yeah, thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you. I thank you very much for coming up here. And, you know, we need to start having conventions where brothers like you and the other brothers who have these wonderful products that can help, you know, like help us in our quest for transformation. You know what I'm saying? So we need to help put that together. I just say thank you.
Amen. And it's very interesting. You got one coming up there this weekend. As I understand, again, I don't want to give them a plug, but I think it's the sisters that brought it together. Circle of Sisters 17. But you see, people like me weren't invited to that. They don't, you know, as I say again, yet I know some women in there that know about me. I'm not saying I'm great or something, but I've been truthful and I'm honest, and I do have things that can help. But how many major stations would have what Brother Rich was strong enough to do there? You see what I'm saying? Where people can understand that there are products now that can cure cancer probably in 1 month's time with a whole change of diet and things they use. Good gets suppressed. Everything bad gets oppressed. And thanks again for people like you that can stop that from happening. Throw your own convention, you know?
Yeah. That's why we're coming into this age, though. What this age is also going to bring is we're going to have our own conventions. You understand? Where we're going to galvanize all of the support that we already have to basically come to our own conventions, because the days of relying on them to pay attention to us and you know, the people perish for a lack of knowledge.
Well, do one thing for me, all the people listening there again. You've got a very oppressive evil force out there that uses other people to kill you and to hurt you and to maim you. Mm-hmm. Most of them don't lay a hand on you. They use other people to attack you, even your own kind. Raise your consciousness and ask that all those evil things be destroyed, be kept away from you, be turned into the light, whatever way you want to use, whichever approach you want. And if you can do that at this time, there are governors, there are forces out here that are listening and looking and watching us very closely. Our planet is really right now almost under control. And what you do in these next years will decide what's going to happen to you, what's going to happen to your neighborhood, your nation, your continent, whatever else again. So I say one thing again. Do contact me for consultation if you think I'm worthy. Buy the products if you think I'm worthy. But there's a universal creator's prayer that I say. I have lots of people now. I don't know if there are millions or billions now singing around the world. And it takes 45 seconds. Please, universal creator, know in my heart that I love you. Please protect me and this planet on which I live now. Please open my mind, my spirit, and my soul to receive only truth and your love now. Just saying that 3 times a day throws a certain vibrational rate out into the atmosphere. And it helps to know that there are people down here that know that there's more than the church, that there's more than the government, that there's more than the family. You are in the universal law of the truthful consciousness of the universal creator. And once you tune in, things do open up for you good, and it closes off the things that are bad. Try it. You might like it.
Thank you, brother. We got 30 seconds left. I just want to thank once again Brother Red Pill, Dr. Blair, for coming on the show to hear this broadcast again. Go and to hear future broadcasts of what I might have on, who I might have on the show, go to www.undergroundrailroadnet.com. Thank all the callers, everybody in the chat room. We love you all. Peace.
Peace, y'all. KingsCounty.com.